Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you.
Welcome back. We got Haley in Georgia, Ramon and Brian, who were holding over yesterday, but I called them back to get them back on. Appreciate them coming on with us. Let's go to Haley in Georgia. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, Alex, I don't want to take up too much of your time here, and I really can't.
You're not taking up. That's why we wanted to go to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just I really can't go into too much detail here, just, you know, out of fear of repercussions on my family. And I'm sorry if I get emotional talking about this, but my father's a veteran. That's really all I can say about that. But a few years ago, he started seeing a doctor outside of the VA who opened a study on some of the skin mutations that he got while he was serving. And like 2 weeks after the doctor had published his initial findings, he mysteriously died. All of his research went away. You know, my dad tried to follow up, you know, on the research that was done. Nobody would tell him anything. And, you know, fast forward to today, my dad and other veterans who have refused the COVID-19 shots from the VA are being intentionally misprescribed medications. My dad was nearly paralyzed because of this. It's causing chunks of his skin to fall off. And other people that have went to the same hospital have died from heart attacks, you know, just from these misprescribed medicines.
Oh, there's no doubt the VA is there to kill veterans, and Trump tried to stop that. Yeah, this is all a giant eugenics operation, and it's horrific, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because he went to 8 different hospitals, you know, to try to get treatment for this medication reaction, and they all turned him away. So he had to go out of state, like hours out of state, to even find somebody who would give him the proper proper treatment that he needed. And the doctor he saw told him, if you take this medication again, you will die. You will die. We've spoken with lawyers about filing, you know, malpractice suits through the Torts Act. One firm that we talked to had told us 20 other veterans just that day had called him with the exact same scenario, exact same situation. You know, one woman, her 74-year-old father had died from a heart attack from being misprescribed a medication. And nobody's taking it seriously. Nobody's talking to us. You know, we've tried.
That's how it works. Everybody having the heart attacks from the flu vaccines and the COVID vaccines and all of it. It's all normalizing our deaths. All of this is about normalizing our deaths, normalizing lies, normalizing fake PCR tests, normalizing fraud. I mean, this is the eugenics operation. This is rich people saying we're going to kill the regular people so we can be richer. But really, they just want to kill people as an act of very aggressive competition. And they really hate classical warriors, people that signed up for the military that have those skills. The nerds of big tech hate men that are strong. And so they can hide it and kill them through medical systems or through vaccines, through a fifth generation, sixth generation warfare. They do it. And so, but don't worry, their reckoning's coming. Their reckoning's coming. I'm sorry to hear they're doing this to your father.
That's exactly what it is, because, you know, my dad served under communism. He knows exactly what it looks like. He was on the other side when it happened. You know, he knows exactly what it looks like, and he's been telling me for years, but I never believed him. You know, I'm young. I was brainwashed when I was in school. That's exactly what it was. I had no idea.
Well, Haley, it's okay. We've all been misled before. We've all been wrong, but we have time to wake up. The fact that you know you were wrong, you woke up straight. You're on the air warning people. Become a leader in your area. Warn others, Haley. You are unstoppable. We'll get to Ramon and Brian with Owen Schroyer next segment. Then he's got a special guest, because I was going to go early today to the border. We decided to go later, but I'm going to the border to be there with, you know, the whole Trump thing tomorrow. And so Owen will be co-hosting with me tomorrow. I'll be on the road. But he's coming in, because he's going to host the fourth hour today. He'll be with us next segment. And there is so much to get to. And I don't even want to cover this new pedophile movement online, but we're going to hit that for you because this is definitely the pedophiles are coming out of the closet for your children.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
About the media aspect of this, because I find this outrageous. Facebook banned any post for 4 months about COVID coming from a lab. Of course, now even the Biden administration is looking into this.
Right.
Google, a Wall Street Journal reporter asked the head of Google's health division, notice that they don't do autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak the way they do it for any other question. And the guy said, well, we want to make sure the search isn't leading people down pathways that we would find to be not authoritative information. Well, you were wrong, Google and Facebook. Right. We don't know. The reason why we want you is because we're checking on this. He said, we want to ensure the first thing users see is information from the CDC, the WHO. That's who I'm checking on. The WHO has been very corrupt about a lot of. And the CDC's been wrong about a lot of shit. This is outrageous that I can't look this information up. And now they're doing it with this drug, ivermectin. They threw Brett Weinstein off YouTube, or almost. He's one strike away. YouTube should not be telling me what I can see about ivermectin. Ivermectin isn't a registered Republican. It's a drug.
No.
Well, I don't know if it works or not. And a lot of other doctors don't either.
It does work.
Can I say to the Australian community that you should have faith in the vaccines, that you should remember that the consequences of the vaccines are worse than any of the potential side effects, and if you are eligible to make a booking, please do make a booking for your first dose and then continue with your second dose.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people,
true.
And that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
The enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we are back live. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me. A lot of news to hit before this hour ends, and a special guest is joining us. And then he'll host the fourth hour and then 3 hours of the War Room today as I get in the vehicle and drive 5 hours down to the South Texas border in McAllen, where Trump is going to be tomorrow. Look for live coverage of that, where Owen is here in studio, and I am down on the ground tomorrow. Owen, so much going on, so much happening, so much insanity. You'll tell us about the special guest that's popping in next segment. But first, AOC and others, we can show some of the B-roll with the bullhorns, the rest of it, blocking the White House, all the entrances. I call that civil disobedience. They call that terrorism when we do it. Just like when Right Wing Watch got banned yesterday on YouTube, I said it's probably a shell operation. I said they're probably going to reinstate it, but I said I'm not going to celebrate like others are. Those that championed our removal now being removed themselves. I'm not going to lower myself to their level. A lot of conservatives took the bait. I didn't cover it. I smelled a rat. It was all a PR stunt to boost their name out there with Google, guaranteed. But now they're like, that's right. We don't get censored. You get censored. What a pathetic group. They call themselves People for the American Way.
Well, there's really not words to describe the times we're living in other than just experience it yourself. Like, we're playing the clips of these health ministers that are saying, you know, line up, get the vaccine. It's total medical tyranny. Well, I could describe medical tyranny. I could take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 seconds, an hour. I could describe medical
tyranny. But instead, we're seeing it.
But yeah, it's actually here. We could talk about political double standards. We could talk about double standards in the media. Again, me and Alex, we've talked about this for years, but now it's just here. Oh, you noticed you talked about this earlier. Oh, Republicans are defunding the police, Alex. Yes, Republicans are defunding the police. And they're actually selling
this. And that's right, and women have penises.
And they're selling this. And men get pregnant.
And like at health clubs, hey, there's a man showing his genitals to kids in the bathroom. They're like, he's allowed to. He's a woman.
But the media is the Tokyo Rose Baghdad Bob right now because, you know, Alex, if you go out, most people you meet are either they get what's going on. They know the election was stolen. They know COVID was a big scam.
Well, I agree with that. In fact, internal polls and public polls show it's gone from 70% of Republicans to 80% saying it's a fraud, from 25 to 35% of Democrats. So the more they propagandize, the bigger the hole gets.
Well, and again, InfoWars is just like the analogy you made last week, the gauge on the vehicle of freedom. It's like, okay, how populist is saying that the vaccines are deadly? How populist is not wanting to line up for medical tyranny? How populist is saying the election was rigged?
And it turns out we have the majority.
And it's ridiculous. It's not even close. And so that's why you have 14 Fox News shows beating out the top-rated CNN show.
Because they're just globalist light.
And so, but it's not even that. It's just the message of, hey, we're not outright lying about everything. We kind of don't give you the whole truth here, but, you know, we're not outright lying about everything. That's kind of the Fox News slogan is.
But meanwhile, if you're really hardcore like Tucker, the NSA lets you know they're spying on you.
Well, and you mentioned this earlier, too, but it's like we already knew via FOIA requests. Alex, before I even worked at InfoWars, when I first started doing my own thing politically and starting to get out of the sports media realm, I would do broadcasts talking about the spying, because that's an obvious one, right? I mean, that's pretty obvious. You got your camera on your computer, you got your camera on your phone, you got your camera on your TVs now. I mean, anybody,
your home assistants,
you.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. And this was before I ever joined InfoWars. It was explained to me, just because you start putting out truth, you know, ears and eyes start to land on you. And somebody actually sent me all my GPS information for like the last 2 years. They sent me private messages and they said, no, you're spot on about all of this, but here's the angle. It's kind of like any old infrastructure, you know, it's hard to really replace it. You either have to completely tear it down or you have to take a lot of time off before. And so what they're really doing with big tech, this was explained to me about 6 years ago, is big tech is just a new infrastructure being built for the government spy apparatus.
Well, that's right, because the government can't get away with it. So they hand it off to this, have us waive our rights, and it's just an arm of the government.
And it's just it's totally fresh. It's like when they first started investing in the UAE or Saudi Arabia, and it was just all desert flatland, and now it's just sprawling metropolis. It's like the same thing. You can try to go in and clear out all this infrastructure inside the government, whether it's the NSA or the FBI or the CIA or all this stuff. And yeah, they have the best technologies,
but they've already transferred it to the NSA and private corporations.
And wouldn't it be easier to just start fresh, just build anew? Let's just start something completely fresh with the new technology and then use that to spy on people outside of the government so that they can say it's not unconstitutional. And now you have,
which is the corporate takeover of the planet.
And now you're starting to see. By the way, I mean, this is where it merges. Like you were saying, how you have the trackers to make sure you, if you had COVID, that you're not going back outside for 2 weeks or whatever. Now they're just, as if it wasn't enough for Nancy Pelosi to go get her hair done while she shut down salons. It's not like it's enough for the governor of Michigan to go ride out on her boat and get her boat.
Or the head health minister in the UK mugging down his girlfriend.
Now they have just said in the UK that senior executives are allowed to travel while travel is banned. For
That's right. The government said, actually, we're allowed to.
Yeah.
So the final step of tyranny. There's rules for you and rules for us, and which we always knew was coming.
And here's what people need to understand so we can get out ahead of this. So when they see it, and they're already starting to see the signs of it, but when it really comes full throttle.
Oh, people are going to kiss the system's ass even more now to be part of the group that's allowed to be free.
But
that's why government creates this exclusivity. Oh, you're non-essential. Well, I'll do whatever you say to be essential. Get on your knees and start sucking.
So as soon as they've got to where they want to be with the medical tyranny, which maybe it's a threshold for the percentages of vaccinated, maybe it's a threshold for the economic devastation, but then the environmental tyranny will come in.
Which they've said their new move is the carbon tax, and that's what tracks us with the app. They want the medical app, it's going to be the carbon app.
And you already got your app on your car, you got it on your computer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Castronova is a well-known and outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump. She's a political activist and founder of the Liberate New York Movement. She has organized many rallies and protests that have attracted thousands of patriots. Recently, she began to rally in support and raise awareness to the treatment of the January 6th participants being detained and the treatment they are dealing with. I've been tempted to go to D.C. myself and protest this, them in solitary confinement. So, Ms. Castronova, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad that Owen got you on the show. Tell us what in the hell's going on and how you're fighting back.
Well, I started an organization. Hi, Alex. How are you, first of all? Thank you for having me on. And Owen.
Hey, it's great having you. I love the work you're doing.
Thank you. You as well. So we started an organization, I personally started it, and there's a co-founder. It's called Citizens Against Political Persecution, and it's specifically pertaining right now to the people who are in jail from the January 6th protest. They're being treated really inhumanely. They're in prison with no bail right now. Most of them are in solitary confinement. They're not being treated well at all. They barely have access to their lawyers. They don't have access to any of the evidence being held against them at trial. So they're being treated terribly. Their constitutional rights are being violated, and the American public doesn't even know about it. It's really been iced out by the mainstream media. So the average person that we talk to about this has no idea what's going on, because I would hope and I would think that most people in America would have a problem with this treatment. So that's what we're doing right now. And this past weekend, we had a big awareness event, a big rally in New York City in front of the federal buildings, and we had some great speakers. We had a pretty good turnout, although a lot of people expressed to me that they were afraid to come out because they're afraid the FBI might be there and they might get arrested or something like that, which is crazy that people have to feel that way. And we did an event there in New York City to bring awareness to this, and it worked out really well. We're going to keep doing them until the mainstream media hopefully starts talking about it and bringing justice for these defendants.
Well, I totally agree with you. Now is the time to get back on the streets peacefully. The Democrats just tried to basically take over the White House. Oh, but that's called loving and good, even though it was violent. We're not for violence. We're not for rioting. This was not an insurrection. I agree. What you're doing is so important. We should try to come join you soon in D.C. because that's the point, is to try to get these political prisoners out, or at least get them out of solitary confinement, which the Democrats, as you were saying, I watched part of your speech, up until just last year, we're trying to end solitary confinement.
Right. They should definitely be a part of this and be on board. But when obviously they're, you know, when it comes to, it's become up like, you know, the Democrats just want these guys in jail, and the Republicans say they don't, but they're not standing up and saying anything. Many of the politicians aren't saying anything. And you would think that the Democrats would come jump to their defense, especially the ones in New York, because in New York, as you know, you don't need to even have bail to get out of jail. If you're a murderer or rapist, it doesn't even matter. You get out on the street. Yet these guys are in D.C. in solitary confinement being treated terribly, and they got arrested for things like trespassing. Some of them weren't even in the Capitol building. Disorderly conduct. There's no evidence that's being shown to even prove these things. So Democrats, of all people, because of what they say they believe in, which is humane treatment of people in prison and prisoners getting out without you know, not having to pay any bail, they should be the first ones standing up and defending these prisoners, but they're really not. So it's very sad. We've begun calling local senators and assembly people, the organization that I founded, and speaking to them, and some have been receptive to hearing the message. We'll see if they do anything about it.
Well, that's my concern, is what they've done to Julian Assange. They're now expanding out in their new terror threat assessment, saying that anybody that protests the election is a terrorist. Anybody that protests lockdowns is a terrorist. And that's even got one of the top lawyers of the Pentagon saying this is illegal.
Well, and I actually got a word from Joe Biggs today that gave me an idea of what's going on.
And remind folks who he is.
Joe Biggs used to report for InfoWars, did independent reporting, started his own business, moved down to Florida, has a family, by the way. And so he was one of the people in D.C. that once the cops started waving people in, saying, hey, come on in, he kind of just was in the front of it and ended up getting in. And so what he said was, they, you know, basically what they want you to start reaching all these plea deals. But he said he's not going to say he's guilty of anything he didn't do. So he said, I mean, trespassing is one thing I may admit to, but other than that, no, not anything.
That's the key. They're keeping him in solitary confinement to plead to something they didn't do, knowing they don't have the case. That is the definition of tyranny. And we now know, Tucker Carlson covered it last week, they have the lawyers on where they're telling the people, admit you're a racist, admit you're bad, we'll let you go.
Well,
so now they're like North Korean military.
It's even worse. I mean, if this is entrapment, Alex. I mean, seriously, and I'm not even saying the cops are guilty of this, but I'm just saying, you could prove this in court in any other situation. The cops wave you into the building and then give you a trespassing charge? How is that not entrapment? But here's what they really want. And why do you think they put one of our people under arrest? What they want, just like the Q shaman admitted, they want people to flip on Trump. They want people to flip on Jones. They want people to flip on Stone. They want people to flip on this person, that person, say, oh, yeah, he organized it. He did it. And they can't get us to do it. We're not traitors. We're not suckers. Just like 4 years ago, they tried to send, you know, Russians after us, bribing us with all kinds of different crap you wouldn't even believe. And we said, no, we don't.
They offered more than 30,000 Americans money to sell us to the Russians, but it was the FBI. Not one American would take the money.
And that just shows you the integrity that this movement behind Trump, behind InfoWars, behind America has right now. And people are sitting in jail. They'd rather keep their integrity in jail than be released from jail.
Well, Ms. Castronova, you are just awesome with what you're doing. Free New York. You've got a lot of activists going. What woke you up? What spurred you to do this? Because you're having a big effect.
What woke me up was honestly, you know, following President Trump, that really got me into everything. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. We all kind of woke up and got involved more, but it's gone past that now, you know, the whole pandemic, whatever you want to call it, and what they did in New York really woke me up, just to how tyrannical the government is. And then, you know, the FBI came to my house after, January 6th. And that was really a wake up call for me about how bad things are getting, because I was a peaceful protester, and to get a call from, to get a visit from the FBI is terrifying, to say the least. And I'm still like the Chinese guy for the food rings the doorbell in my house, and I jump out of bed. Like, I'm so paranoid now because I'm doing all of this work. But that woke me up, because I'm a peaceful protester and I have the FBI coming to my house. So I said that I have to, like, stick up for these guys. I heard so many stories. We've been talking to so many families. Like you just said, they're really trying to get them to plea bargain to insane, you know, insane things. There's one guy who they offered him 7 years for throwing a PVC pipe that supposedly bounced off a police officer's shield. And they're saying, well, if you recant everything you said about, you know, the stolen election and about what you said about the police attacking people at the Capitol, and we'll give you 7 years, and you should really put your heart into this because this is a good deal, we'll let you out. You know, that's your plea bargain. And he doesn't want to take that plea bargain. From what I understand, most of the guys in there say they want to take this to trial, because that's when the real evidence will come out to show what really happened. That's the only way the real evidence will come out, is if this is taken to trial. They're trying to get them to plea bargain by torturing them mentally in the meantime, so that they're so desperate that they will plea bargain.
And this is like in Vietnam or North Korea war, whenever our airmen would get shot down, they would tell them, you've got to denounce and do all this. America doesn't do that with captured people. You're not supposed to do that. When you've got somebody captured, you don't tell them, turn against your country, say these things, we'll let you go. I mean, this is classic communist crap.
No, it's really incredible that we're witnessing all of that. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you look at the constellation, not to divert off of the subject here, but I mean, again, the medical tyranny, they're introducing environmental tyranny, the censorship of free speech, the arresting of political opposition. I mean, hell, they steal elections. I mean, this is every element of tyranny.
They're going for broke. Stay right there. We're going to come back and talk about how we get these poor people freed, how we get on the offense. Tucker Carlson being spied on. They're sending all the text messages, hundreds of people, 100% happened. Of course it's going on. How do we counter this rogue group that has hijacked our country? We'll be right back with our special guest.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. That means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Castronova is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer, who's going to take over in the fourth hour and then host his own show, is here with us. I'm going to get in a truck and start driving to the border for coverage.
But the actual border, not where Kamala Harris went.
No, not to El Paso base. We're going to go to the actual invasion.
Not to the Democrat headquarters. Okay.
No, she didn't. If it's right here, she did not go anywhere near the border.
Do you think she's ever been to Europe, though?
Well, she says the U.S. border is Europe.
I'm curious if Kamala Harris has ever been to Europe.
Let's talk to Ms. Castronova. So, Tell us about what you're doing in New York, not just these political prisoners, your movement to liberate New York. Because people say, oh, screw New York or screw L.A. Well, no, that's where they're beta testing this and learning how to control people. We need to free those places. We got to fight the globalists there so they don't come here.
You're caring about New York. I do feel like people lost hope for New York, but that's not true. There's a lot of people in New York who understand what's going on and who've been fighting since day one, since the beginning of last year when they did this whole thing.
I was in New York last week. I got mobbed by listeners.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are awake to this and, with the vaccines and everything that they're doing with that, just really tie that in quickly to what's going on in the prison. Right now, the prisoners cannot get haircuts or have visitors now, they're saying, unless they get a COVID vaccine. So this is not normal. And in New York, it's not.
I heard a record skip there. Start over. Wow. Can't get a haircut, can't have visitors unless you take an experimental shot. Major violation of Nuremberg Code.
Exactly.
Wow, that's death penalty for stuff like that. I'm not calling for death of the jail guards. I'm just saying Nuremberg Code, illegal experimentation, forced inoculation, that is a death penalty.
Horrible. They've been, at first they weren't even able to have this as a haircut. I think they're getting, the jail is getting, the government knows that people are becoming more aware of this. So now they're saying, oh, maybe we'll let you have visitors and get a haircut, but you have to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I've heard this from family members. The majority of the guys are refusing to get it. They don't want to get it. So therefore they can't have visitors. And they can't get any haircuts or anything.
Wow. And so where did that idea come from? Totally tyrannical.
I don't know. It's crazy. And like you said about New York, and New York has gotten bad. There was just the Bruce Springsteen concert where nobody could go in without a vaccine. This is becoming normal in New York. More and more places are adopting this vaccine thing where you have to have a vaccine to come in. And people are just accepting it, to get certain jobs. But you have to have the vaccine. I think, like you said, New York is sort of testing grounds for what they can and cannot get away with. And it's surprising to me because New Yorkers are most New Yorkers street smart. And they are, because I think if you're originally from one of the five boroughs, you are street smart and you're like, no, I'm not getting that. But then it's like the people who move in from out of state and who call themselves New Yorkers but really aren't born and bred here that are the ones who are all getting inoculated and getting this vaccine. Because they're saying 70% of New York is now vaccinated. And that's why they had this big fireworks show in Manhattan recently to celebrate that, which is 14 million people.
Because I wouldn't believe any of those numbers. We also see reports by lawyers of people inside there that just walk through the velvet ropes that they're being blinded, they're being beat up because they're white. The black jail guards believe they're white supremacists because the media is saying that.
Yes, that's true. If you're talking about the D.C. prison, I've heard stories of that, too. There was a story where a lot of the guys sang the national anthem on Memorial Day, and they got penalized for it, for singing it, and they got put in complete solitary confinement, meaning, like, they couldn't even come out to take showers.
Okay, record skip again. Whoa. Not just attempted forced inoculations, not just beating people's eyeballs out. Now you sing the Star Spangled Banner. Start over.
On Memorial Day, some of the guys sang the Star Spangled Banner, and they got punished for it and put on complete lockdown for singing the Star Spangled Banner. This is directly coming from them. It's like, this is not hearsay. And one of the guards said, F your America to them. However you want to interpret that, they are being told, the guards are being told they're white supremacists. And obviously if the guard is a minority or, somebody who's somewhat against on a liberal, they buy into that BS. That whole fallacy, that this whole fictional white supremacist that they're trying to pin everything on in order to pass all this legislation, all this unprecedented garbage that they're trying to do with knocking people's rights over. But they're telling the guards that so that they mistreat the prisoners. That they're white supremacists.
And again, recap the saying you can't have a haircut or see anyone if you don't take the experimental shot of violating the Nuremberg Code. Recap that.
Yeah, you can. A lot of the guys obviously are... they're vets. They're smart. They have they have their mental senses about them, and they realize that this vaccine is being pushed, and they don't want to get it. So now they're not allowed to get haircuts. One guy, I guess they finally gave him nail clippers after months. So they're trimming their beards with nail clippers because their beards are like down to here. They're like savages. Like their hair is out. Their beards are down to here. They're clipping them with shared pair of toenail clippers because they refuse to get the vaccination. And they're saying that they can't have visitors. Now they're able to have visitors, maybe. We haven't found out yet. But
and this is a prelude, because here's the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. I'm sure you've seen this, Ms. Castronova, but they are saying right here, protesting lockdowns, protesting election is terror. They literally say arrest anybody. And this is so bold. This is so criminal.
It is criminal. And a lot of the people that came to the rally this weekend had signs that said, protesters are not domestic terrorists. And a lot of allies of ours are anti-vaccine groups because they realize that they could be next. So they believe that, you know, they believe that who's next. If they railroad through these guys, what group of people that disagree with the government and don't want to comply with tyranny are going to be put in prison next? So there are so many protesters out there that are afraid. And I feel like the people on the left should be afraid, too. There were some counter-protesters at our rally from Black Lives Matter, and I shouted at them, you guys, we're sticking up for you, too, because, you know, you should be afraid. They're coming after us now, but this could turn around in your direction.
Oh, isn't that perfect? Black Lives Matter, funded by the Nazi Soros. They're protesting you, trying to get innocent people out of jail. Now they love the police.
Right, you would think that they would. I said you would think, and I've gotten all this hate on Twitter, and you would, from people who are like, I don't know if they're Antifa or whatever they are. They're saying, oh, you know, this person is a white supremacist, and I hope she dies or whatever. And I'm like, I thought you guys were against police, like the FBI or police. We're protesting the police and the unfair Justice Department. I thought that's what you guys did. So why all of a sudden is this behavior on their part okay? Why are you protesting against us? It makes no sense.
No, see, this is actually the key understanding that the average American needs to have, and they need to realize this really quick. There's one set of rules for them and a whole other set of rules for us. And that's why that document you just showed there, Alex, National Security for Countering Domestic Terrorism, that only is their political opposition. That's all it really is. If they actually put the real title on that, it'd be National Strategy for Countering Trump's Base, National Strategy for Countering the American Revolution 2.0, National Strategy for Countering the Great Awakening, National Strategy for Countering America Rising Up and Having Elections. I mean, that's what it's really about. That's why they have no fear when they go storm the Capitol, whether it's for you know, when Kavanaugh is being nominated, or just yesterday, they blocked all the entrances to the Capitol. They had hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters out there. They have no fear. They, for 4 years, said the election was rigged by the Russians for Donald Trump. They have no fear when they want to stand up and say the election was rigged, when they want to protest wherever, whenever. They have no fear that they're going to have law enforcement come after them. But they know, however they've been able to do this judo maneuver, they can send law enforcement after us. It's really been an incredible thing. And then there's this sickening aspect of it that has a lot of Trump supporters and conservatives really upset, that the police actually do it, that the police that we support, that we're supposed to be on the same team of, that we're going to lock arms and try to save this country together. And they come after us. They attack Trump supporters. They arrest. They pull guns on Roger Stone.
And by the way, I just got a message from inside the L.A. Health Department from a high level source. They're going to go back on lockdown next month.
Oh, they already announced masks are mandatory again.
Because the UN said.
Not even if you've been vaccinated. Because of the Delta Plus, Alex.
But the UN said the Delta Plus. I mean, this is insane. When are people going to start rejecting the system?
God, who knows? I mean, if you reject the system, then you're discredited on the internet and people call you crazy. But it's the crazy people that actually know what they're talking about. I really hate
the majority. They're gaslighting us. Kara, stay there. Let's talk more about these political prisoners, which we're all about to be if we don't stop this, straight ahead. Wow, we are witnessing a real globalist corporate takeover. And you know why? You know why? Because no one that's launched it has ever been held accountable. They can kill people. They can burn down cities. They can bankrupt economies. They can starve millions. And no globalist gets in trouble. Who's behind it? Tim Cook, Bill Gates, all these people. They're a bunch of Jeffrey Epsteins.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you.
I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Kara Castronova, KaraCastronova.net, KaraCastronova.com, Twitter, Kara Castronova. She's also a great fitness instructor and celebrity fitness trainer and so much more. Owen Schroyer is taking over the next hour with a lot of big news he's going to be breaking down. So, Kara, what else do you want to impart to the viewers, the listeners, about the world and what we're facing right now?
I just want to encourage more people to, to visit. Number one, visit the site www.citizensapp.us because there's so much information there right now on the prisoners that are being detained in Washington, D.C. And I feel like if people aren't aware of this and don't start fighting for these people, then it's going to be really bad from there. Like if they don't release these guys before their trials and if people don't start talking about it and alerting their state assemblymen and their state politicians and asking them to do wellness checks because your state assembly people can do that on behalf of prisoners from their states on these guys. That's really important. And also to start investigating this yourself. I know they're doing the January 6th and Nancy Pelosi's committee. She's trying to do through the House to investigate January 6th, which you know is going to be complete BS. It's not going to be honest in any way. The people need to do their own investigation. We all need to start putting our minds together, and we have. My organization is working with so many other groups. We're compiling video. We're compiling facts, eyewitness testimonies to show what really happened on January 6th. There's footage out there that no one's ever seen before and that the news refuses to show. So
that's right. Why are they suppressing 44,000 hours of footage from the 1,000-plus cameras? Because it shows the opposite of what they're claiming, and most of those indicted did not raise a hand and were invited in and trapped like flies in a spider's web.
And by the way, they're trying to release this book with Michael Wolff right now to try to use it against Trump, and I didn't get it at first, but now I do. And they released an excerpt where Trump says something along the lines of, these aren't our guys. These aren't our guys going in there. These look like Democrats beating police and something like that. And I was like, why would they promote that? That proves that Trump had nothing to do with the violence. That proves that it was never our intentions to have anybody go into the Capitol that day. But then it hit me is, because liberals aren't very smart and they love tyranny, I guess, they think that because Trump said these aren't our people, that's insinuating that he had people in there. And that's the connection that they're trying to draw. Obviously, all in their own imagination, like everything else that they...
No, exactly. They take truth and spin it against us.
And by the way, I have I'm not happy about this, but I'm very familiar with the D.C. jail cell system. I've been in there a couple times. It is really loud and rowdy. So the fact that they're not allowed to sing the national anthem is a joke. I mean,
by the way, you describe it as roaches all over you.
Well, that's just the conditions that it's in. I mean, literally, it's. I don't even.
So, what would 6 months be like in this?
But I'm saying, like, you're.
No, you said it was hell on earth.
But I'm saying you're in there, and between the hours of say 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. I mean, it's loud, it's rowdy, it's hooting, hollering. There's fights happening nonstop. I mean, singing the national anthem would be like a relief.
Right. Well, they're not being.
That's amazing.
They're not treated like, you know, they're being treated worse than prisoners who were, you know, they haven't even been convicted of a crime yet. And they're being treated like they committed murder or something. You know what I mean? They're being treated worse than the other criminals. And they're not criminals. They're being treated worse than the other people that are in this prison. And the conditions are terrible. Like, we receive messages all the time from them, which, by the way, they have an iPad that they let them text on, which is to entrap them. They're using these text messages that they send out to their families against them. It's not like they're being nice, just giving them this iPad. Here's an iPad, text with your family. No, they're trying to entrap them, and they're taking their messages, misconstruing them, using it to keep them in there. They'll use it against them in court. So it's really important, I think, that these guys go to trial so that the real truth with January 6th comes out. A lot of them have really bad public defenders. It's very sad. I'm sure that you guys are aware of John Pierce, the NCLU. He's trying to do work to represent some of these guys because they need really good representation. They need attorneys. A lot of them can't afford it. You know, they're being railroaded. It's terrible. The public defenders are not doing a good job in getting these guys out or in defending them at all. You know, they're making statements for them that they denounce Trump or this and that, when actually none of the guys have ever said that, as far as I know, at least not the ones I talk to.
Well, so, we all know about history, and what you're saying is true. This is classical tyranny that is unfolding. This is what dictatorships and communists and fascists do, and it's happening in America. We've just got to come to grips with it. It really happened here. The globalists always wanted to take us down. They prepared for decades, and now they're making their move.
Well, I just want the liberal. They've fallen for and what they've been involved in. I'm not sure if that was on.
No, your mic was off. I'm trying to get this article. I've been trying hard for a while.
Anyway,
go ahead, start over.
I just want the liberal, progressive, left, Democrat voter to just be honest with themselves. Look at what you've ushered in. You've been the Trojan horse of tyranny in this country. And I understand, just if you're being honest, you're coming from a place of hate. You hate this group of people. You hate that group of people. You hate this person, that person. Maybe you just hate yourself. I don't care, okay? Just be honest. You've been duped, because this tyranny is not going to be just for us. You celebrate now. Oh, look, Trump's going to be investigated. Trump's taxes. Trump's this. Ooh, Trump supporters. Ooh, we're going to arrest all of you. We're going to censor all of you. You're next. You're next.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they've already been hit by the system. They're the schmucks that believe it. All right. Closing points that you'd like to make here on the broadcast with us about these prisoners, the protest. How do people join you, Kara?
Go to citizensapp.us. We have a newsletter. We have a podcast that we are informing everybody every day about what's going on. We're doing another event next month. Hopefully you guys can come. That would be great. for just to get people more aware of this. Tell your family and friends about it. A lot of people don't know about it. Call your senators, call your assembly people, and ask them to do wellness checks at the prison. We have information on that on our website about how you could do that. We have reached out to
some. Yeah, these are our people. They're being set up. They're being beta tested for us. They're testing to see what we do. We're failing the test. And so people need to visit your site to follow the latest on this.
Yes, and thank you guys so much for reporting on this and being caring about American citizens. They're American citizens first. Their due process is being stripped. Their constitutional rights have been taken away, and everybody should be angry about that. It doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're coming from, because if they could do it to them, you could be next. And that's, like, literally the honest to God truth.
Kara, don't thank us. Like you said, we're all in this same boat together, so please join us again with an update next week. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you, Alex.
And, Alex, I'll just say, too, you know, people were a little afraid, I guess, of going out and protesting after the setup of January 6th. But, hey, look, the left is out doing their political protests again. They're blocking entrances. They're blocking the Capitol. They're holding up signs saying, Biden, it's your fault. So, I mean, don't be afraid to.
Well, InfoWars has not stopped since January 6th or before. Separately, Owen's taking over in the fourth hour. I'm going to get in a truck, drive the Texas border with Mexico tonight. I'll be there covering Trump tomorrow. And spotlighting that, thanks to your support. But we can't do it without you. So we have store-wide free shipping. We have double Patriot points through July 4th. But what I really want you to focus on and think about is Survival Shield X3. We were able to get a big shipment of this in, and I thought, thank God we actually got a product in with the breakdown of supply chains, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other types together. For some people, it uploads better in the body than X2. X2 is amazing. It's 50% off the good halogen that counters the fluoride, all the things it does to your body, and really the enemy's main assault has been the fluoride. This is the counter to that. But Survival Shield X3 we're offering at $16. That's very close to cost, because I want you to experience it. It's good for all ages, and it's going to sell out the next 3 weeks at current prices. So what I'm going to do is run this a week or so and then go back to regular prices, saying to fund our operation. You know, making $4 or $5 a bottle on this is not going to fund our operation. But I want you to see how amazing clean atomic iodine is with the other types as well together in that tri-iodine fusion. And I want you to experience it, because I believe you'll be a regular customer. If you've not tried X2 or X3, they're both discounted with free shipping right now. But X3 is selling out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Vasobeats for your heart, creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Back in stock, incredible beet extract, 50% off. Pollen block, natural antihistamine, 40% off, back in stock. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off. Super male and super female vitality. I don't know why my printout sheet doesn't say the number, but that's 50% off. Survival Shield X3, 60% off. All of these have free shipping, double Patriot points. Biotree Selenium from the mustard seed, essential for all cellular activity, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, that sale's about to end, 40% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. And I can only do this in the first 2 weeks of July and then in November for 2 weeks, and then that's it, because they're going to raise prices. All of the My Patriot supply food, already high quality, already ready to ship, already fresh, last decades, 10% off on top of the already low price, lowest price anywhere for high-quality durable food, InfoWarsStore.com. That's running for 2 weeks, and it's over. InfoWarsStore.com. Some of these sales are only a few days. Some go for like 2 more weeks. Take advantage of it. But we're going to run the X3 until like next Monday or Tuesday, but that's it. So experience the power of iodine now and fund the InfoWar.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.